can you say you're a fan and fucking butcher that name?
Dude,
that
I'm the
bad
one I told you to watch it.
I got to make that fucking get him Johnson porn quick. No, and you're like, all right, that's it. Good night. Thank you for coming.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. You ready to pod, Walt? You ready to pod, motherfucker?
Today's one of those days I'm not ready to
pod. No, you're not?
Yeah.
We got Patreon later, too.
I know. We got to lean on BQ today because he should have major stories. He's all around the world. He should bring us plenty of bountiful.
I don't know why you're saying all that.
Interesting.
I don't have anything.
Stories. They have to be more interesting, though, what we're doing, though.
Why? What are you guys doing?
We're not going to derbies. I know that much.
You didn't go to, yeah,
we didn't go. No, we didn't see you there.
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby. Finally, after all these years, I got to go.
It was a lifelong.
No, it was just ever since Hunter S. Thompson wrote about it when I was young. I was always like, oh, that, you know, you just hear about it. It's one of those cultural things you always kind of hear about.
Well, I saw the red carpet. I don't know if that's what they call it.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of celebrities there. Who did you hobnob with?
There was some heavy hitters down there, man.
Yes.
Yeah, heavy hitters. Mainly, we were sat next to Travis Tritt, the country western guy,
okay,
and his family.
All right.
And
did he perform?
He performed. His daughter performed. She did an unbelievable version of Next Time He Cheats, that song.
Mm-hmm.
But I was there with Fatone. So I was there, you know, with a member of NSYNC. So right away, I'm doing all right in that department. But really, Travis's family was sitting to the right of us, and to the left, I had Blair Underwood, who's an actor. They've all been going for 20 years. They sit at the same tables, not Blair on the Travis Tritt and Fatone, and so they're like really – they have like it down.
Right.
And so it was just – it was pretty amazing. Like they just kind of adopted me into it and showed me a good time.
Well,
Southern hospitality was real.
Okay. I've heard it exists. Oh,
well, you were dressed like a Southern gentleman, so
yeah,
they should have extended it.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I had you have to dress up for the Derby. That was fun. one day for some pink dress. It's just like – it's just such a decadent – like it's pretty crazy to be in the middle of all those. Like and you know, you start hearing how much outfits cost. Like I was wearing a seersucker suit that cost me like $400, right? But you hear some of the suits that people are wearing and you're like, holy fuck, that guy's wearing like a $20,000 suit and this woman had a $10,000 dress and all, you're just, it's like in the middle of all this decadence, man, where you're like, this is nuts.
Hey,
this is crazy.
There's BQ.
There's me on the red carpet.
Stars, yeah, strutting down.
Oh, Kentucky Colonel pin.
Mm-hmm.
I was given the respect afforded me as a Kentucky Colonel.
Were you?
In that people called me Colonel from time to time.
Yeah,
yeah, that's about it. But what a well-oiled machine down there, man. And it was real impressive to see the horses and watch the race and lose. I lost a lot of money, Walt.
Really?
Wow. What were you basing your bets on?
Just names of horses. Like if there was a Darth Vader, I went ahead and bet on that one. Tried to go for some long shots. It didn't really work out.
How much are we talking about? What's a lot of money in BQ?
I'm probably down like
value.
In the end, maybe $1,100.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is a lot of money.
Yeah, it felt like a lot of money to me.
Yeah.
I wasn't always. It was. You know, sometimes I was up $500, then I'd be down $400. And then you hit down 1,000, and that's when my stomach starts to hurt, and I'm like, why am I here?
You don't chase it, and you're like, all right, I got to win that back.
That was that one last bet. It was a $100 bet on a long shot. I was like, I'll win this one, and that did not come through either. But there were people around me who were winning 20 grand, or one guy won 40-something grand or something like that. It just happens all around you. But
I wonder how much you got to bet to win 40 grand, though.
It was just the right horse.
The
combo.
Right horse with the right combo.
I mean, some people were putting down like – all my bets were like usually $20, $10 here and there, and every once in a while I would take a big swing. But I didn't do so well.
How long does the day last? Like, how long are you there for?
What a great question. It's a long time.
I was going to say.
It's 2 days.
2 days?
It's there's the Oaks, Kentucky Oaks race is on Friday, and that's an all-female race with all-female horse race that benefits breast cancer. So you go to that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know it, though. That really piqued my interest. So when you see a horse race like let's say the more popular horse races, are they all males?
I don't know. It's a great question. I'm sure Ginnam could look that up for you. I don't know.
Like, because you said it's an all-female race. Is that to lead me to believe that the male horse is the dominant
maybe.
Of the
– I mean most likely, but I
faster
took it
– of the sexes?
I would imagine they are, but I also took it as –
Wait into dangerous territory here, Walt.
I'm just proving my point with horses.
But it was – did I miss something?
We went over Blue Origin last week.
Okay. So they think they do it as like a – not a gimmick, but like as a thing for breast cancer, and you have to wear pink that first day somewhere on you. So that's when I had like a
– You wore your pink MeUndies?
Pink pants.
Pussy hat?
No, pink pants.
Pink pants.
Nice smart blazer and a derby hat, like an old Western – like yeah, it was like Marty McFly wore part 3, like that sort of thing. It was fun. And then from there you go to a restaurant, but then there's a charity thing that night called the Barnstable Brown, which is apparently this big party that's been going on there for decades. It's like one of the big things and oh, hey buddy. And then that's just like it's weird. It's like this mansion in the middle of this neighborhood in Kentucky, and it's thrown by the Doublemint – the original Doublemint twins, like the two girls.
From the fucking bubblegum commercial?
Yeah. It's like apparently they're
– From the 70s?
They're Southern Heirs or something like that. They're
the Spearmint twins, right? Or are they – what were they called?
Yeah, Doublemint twins.
The Doublemint twins.
Wow. They were like – they were attractive.
Yeah. You know, they're in the 60s, but they still kind of got it. Like and they're very welcoming and – They have this big party and it's in the middle of a neighborhood. It's like as if one of your neighbors were like, we're throwing the biggest party. They put up tents in the yard, all this band playing, that's where all the musicians got up and did songs and stuff. And they have to invite all their neighbors because like if they don't, it's
otherwise,
like it's all
it's
hell
bad
on earth.
Form.
But all the people around the neighborhood wait at the front door because it's got like a gated entrance. Mm-hmm. And then, like, as the celebrities get out of the car, all the neighbors that live in the neighborhood and stuff cheer for you and stuff like that. It's like this whole
– Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like a whole thing. I can see why people love going. And that's it. Yeah, that's the mansion.
I just saw – back it up a little bit. I saw something with Tom Brady. Yeah, that includes Tom Brady who has come.
Was he there?
He was not there this year. His brother?
Oh, that was – this is from 2017.
I didn't know he had a brother. I thought he only had sisters.
No, there was somebody there. There was a big NFL –
Joe Burrow?
No, I can't remember. I won't remember because you're also drinking all fucking day.
Oh, like really? Is it free alcohol or is it?
Oh, yeah. Well, because like where it was like there's all these different sections and the sections we were in were bought out by charities. So as long as you're there supporting the charity, which I was, then they let you into that section where it's open bar and food and stuff.
Okay. So it's not anybody for anybody attending, it's not free alcohol, just a certain segment.
Oh, no. Anybody attending – I'm sorry. I was talking about the derby. At that party, it's totally free alcohol, okay. Totally free food. It's like a free-for-all. But it's great. It's just a fun time. Like they – everybody gets up like two songs, does like two songs. That's it. They build all those tents around the house.
It's a cool-looking house.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
You do well, man, for yourself being a twin and chewing gum.
You sure do, man. It looks nice over there. That's it. That's the entrance that you go into, and then all the neighbors are standing on the lawn to the left and right of that, and they announce you when you get out of your car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and they're like, you know, it's from a prank. Look, it's cute. But I was very happy with the reaction I got. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Because had it gone the other way.
Yeah, you never know. People like just
like Ricky
crickets.
Gervais when he comes out on the stage.
Yeah, like, I don't know if these people are going to know who I am. But we did okay. I got to meet her, Simone Biles. She was very nice, only for a quick second. But yeah, it was like that was Friday, and that goes to like 2 in the morning. And then the next day, you're back at the race to beat traffic there. You're there by 10:30, and you don't leave there until, 9 o'clock at night, 9:10 at night, and then you go to another wrap-up party. So it's all day, just everybody dressed up fancy, and everybody's just gambling and having fun. Like it is a lot of fun, but definitely a younger me would have would have been a little bit more. Like, I come around 6 o'clock after a day of drinking. I'm like, oh God, let me get back to the hotel. But that, you know, but I was a trooper, Walt. I stuck through it, but it felt like something I had never done before.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I would do it again. I wouldn't like, you're not going to catch me like trying to make it happen. but if I get the invite to go down there, I'll very, very happily go. Yeah, it was gorgeous, man.
He looked very fancy on the red carpet. I started to think, like, I wonder if – are we losing him, this fancy guy? Because next step is the Met Gala. If we see him at the Met Gala,
no.
We know we got trouble. What's the Met Gala? I don't know that.
It's like once a year. It's like all these really – like you have to be famous and or rich and or famous and rich to get invited to this party. And everybody dresses up what they call stylishly, but it's absurd.
We're not famous enough, and we're not Hollywood cool enough.
Yeah, you have to be really
you
cool.
Have to be like
a Kardashian.
A super fucking cool Hollywood in kid to get there. In fact, if I got invited, I wouldn't go, Walt.
Oh, come on.
What do you think of that?
I think it's like 25 grand to get in or something crazy
yeah,
like
definitely.
That.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to shit my pants over $1,000. Yeah.
But what do you do when you're there, though?
I think hobnob. Yeah. They're probably fashion shows and shit like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never actually heard what goes on inside the gala. It's always about the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it usually held?
New York, right?
Isn't it in the Metropolitan Museum? Yeah, I think it's in the Metropolitan Museum. That's why they call it the Met.
How much partying can you do in a museum, though? It's usually very stodgy.
It depends on what section they open up for you, I guess.
Lady Gaga was there?
I'm sure she was. She's definitely on that in crowd.
Still.
Lady Gaga?
Yeah, still.
Oh, I think she's at this point in her career where she's like...
Joker didn't hurt her? Joker too?
No, I think she's like Madonna at this point. Like her career, she's just there.
I saw a video of her in, I think it was Brazil, and it's a sea of people.
It was like 2 million people to go see.
Yeah, it was like 2 million people. It's just you cannot, you can't see the edges, you can't see the back. It's just people. Yeah. Like a carpet of people, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't heard her name since Joker. I didn't know if like...
It's like this kind of stuff I don't get.
She's got an album that came out. Yeah. You're like, what? But hey, man, you know, she's trying.
Yeah. She looks like Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it was fun. The horses were cool, man. And you know Phantom Fireworks?
Yeah.
The guy who throws the biggest party there is the guy who owns Phantom Fireworks.
That's wild. So, like, you would think the two industries that you would never think could generate a millionaire.
Millionaire isn't the right
chewing
word.
Chewing gum and fireworks.
Millionaire is not the right word for the fireworks guy.
Billionaire.
Everybody's very – the second he walks away, they're like, that guy's worth $30 billion.
Oh, my God.
I know. And I'm like, from fucking fireworks?
Right.
And they're like, yeah, yeah. I'm sure he's got other businesses and stuff, but –
Yeah, like, how come someone doesn't take a – like, how come that's not – somebody else like can get into the fireworks game, you would think. Like, why does he have such a stranglehold on it?
Maybe you wake up with a fucking a fuse in your bed, you know what I mean? But he was very nice, you know, he was fine. I mean, look, the guy let me come into his party, so I'm like, this is great. I love this guy.
You didn't accuse him of having monopoly in the firework industry immediately.
So the rest of us are trying to get in on it, you know?
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that. I felt very out of place.
You did?
Yeah.
Really? Did alcohol help that, though?
Oh, yeah, the alcohol helped. And I was there with friends, but like the friends all knew each other already, you know, for 20-something years, and – everybody understood the ins and outs of it and just the vibe of it is something I'm not used to.
Is it more sophisticated? Is that why you're like – is it more like where you're not going to see somebody like take their shirt off?
No, you're not going to see that. Not in the stands like that we were
at. A cannonball or something into
I'm
the
sure
–
because like there's like all these seats. There's
or
like,
vomit from
there's
drinking
a center
too
field. And in the center field is like basically mud pit standing where people could buy like tickets and just go watch it from the inside of the track. And I think that's where like the Brian Quinns of the world belong. Yeah, there were people out there like dressed like the Pope drinking and stuff like that. Yeah. It was like a little wilder in the infield of it all. But
yeah, that's where you needed to be.
That's where I belong. Yeah. But I was not. I was in the upper crust.
It's the hoity-toity.
Oh, yeah. But but I did feel out of place for a lot of it. You know,
a little My Fair Lady thing going, huh?
Yeah, and except nobody tried to make me pretty. I had to do it myself, but it was nice. But they, I mean, you know, I had never really met any of those people before, and Travis Tritt's family was just so fucking lovely. It was unbelievable. Yeah, so it was wild. It was good, but I wouldn't say anything. I don't have any real stories aside from, like, the general experience of, like, being in an environment I had never been in before and having fun and, yeah, losing money.
Yeah.
Getting to wear a seersucker.
It's not many occasions where you get to wear that.
I don't know. I think I want to change that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I want to change. I think I want to start wearing that bad boy around.
Hmm.
I bought it.
Got it.
Had it tailored. Might as well do it.
Work your way up to a $20,000 suit.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but it's weird because it's so fancy and so – it's so fancy and so, like, upper crust, and then everybody just starts drinking immediately, and it just, like, turns into, like, this –
like, equalizes weird, everyone.
Well, everybody's, like, just kind of sauced and having fun, and you're like, oh, it's, like, it's this weird highbrow, lowbrow mix at once. But it was kind of really fun, though. Like, nobody was in a bad mood, no fights, no – you know what I mean? It was just straight right. up, like – everybody was respectful of each other. Everybody was having a good
time.
That's
why I got no stories, though.
Yeah, you're right.
You should have pulled a Germany, man. Got into a fight, got your tooth knocked out or something.
Yeah.
You would be asked back.
Just get thrown out.
You were there for a charity, right?
Yeah, for a charity. Yeah. There for a charity. So it was fun, but it was good. And then do you see Thunderbolts yet?
Did not. You?
I have not, but I really want to.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it. Yeah, I have not. I went to see Gene Simmons play. In Red Bank last night.
Did you go?
Yeah. I got a ticket from Rupp for Christmas. So it had been a long time since I had a ticket. And finally the date came around. And this is only the second show that came to fruition. He had canceled like eight shows.
Shit.
And so there was speculation that he wasn't even going to pull off this show.
Right.
Because there was another show that he did. He only did six songs and left the stage.
Was he sick?
No, I don't know. I think the weather was a problem.
No.
So, but.
But how does that affect six shows? Oh, I guess if it's an
six,
outdoor
Did
venue.
I say six songs?
Six songs, sorry. Six songs.
Because the weather got bad and he had to leave the stage. So
he's like, how many six songs does my contract say I have to play? Six? Yeah, we'll just keep going.
Now. Anybody who is familiar with Gene Simmons doesn't realize how massive his ego has to be, right? I mean, it's off the chart. It's like probably – like I don't know if Trump and him could fit in any room together, right? I mean, they have to be the two biggest egos on the planet. And when you think you're also funny –
yeah.
That is a fucking horrific combination.
He doesn't know funny.
It was fucking the secondhand embarrassment from the shit he was saying on stage was just cringe.
Is it almost worth the price of admission?
It was awesome. It was a great show, and he sounds. I mean, I'll give him props for his voice still sounds good, but
I thought you said he didn't sing anymore. Like when I saw him with Sunday Jeff, you were like,
that was Paul that had back in tracks.
Okay.
And you saw two imposters in the spaceman and the cabin. So really,
I saw was Sunday Jeff.
But he probably could have played 10 more songs if not for the insane diversions he would have where he would just start talking and trying to tell jokes.
Like what? What's an example?
Like he tried to tell a joke about some lady – going backstage at a football game. She was a reporter and she was talking to a cheerleader. He was setting up this setup of the joke took 10 minutes, it felt like. And I didn't know if he's like, okay, he's trying to catch his breath or I don't know what's going on. His fingers hurt from playing from playing the bass too hard. I don't know why he needs this much time. But the punchline was somebody came out and gave him a glass and when he drank it before the punchline. Whereas the cheerleader told the news reporter the reason she's so popular with the band is, and then he took a swig out of the cup, and then he spit out all this milk to signify that she had a mouthful of cum.
Okay.
And this landed so flat.
Does this kind of stuff still play?
I mean, people don't even understand what was going on.
Right.
Maybe I didn't tell the story correctly, but he was basically setting up a joke where the cheerleader had a mouthful of cum.
Yeah.
And then he drank milk and then spit it all out.
Yeah.
And I even said to Rupp, I was like, I was like, wow, man, he's went from spitting blood on stage to now fucking spinning fake cum. I go, this is not the direction you want to go in.
Thanks for the gift.
I want my money back.
No, it was awesome. It was great. It could be a phenomenal, phenomenal show if he just would play the deep cuts.
Yeah.
Play the songs that have never been performed live that people love, you know, like the old school shit. Don't play the covers of, you know, of Beatles songs that no one's ever heard of, Van Halen songs nobody's ever heard of, and just stick to his catalog because he's got such a deep catalog. And stop telling jokes, man. Stop telling jokes. It's just not.
It's not going to work.
Who's the guy that's going to tell him that? Gene, you're not funny. the cum joke isn't going over. It's the eighth show. I mean, nobody's laughing.
And then he makes jokes that if they don't land the first time, he'll fucking keep hammering them home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, much like Get 'Em. You know, like he thinks that the audience didn't hear it even though he's on mic. Right.
It's come, ladies and gentlemen. Come. Hello. Is there anybody out there?
Like he brings people up on stage, like just random people up on stage that just kill so much time.
Yeah.
And I figured out who he looks like. It drove me fucking bonkers all night long. I'm like, what does he fucking look like? And somebody I know, and then I realized who it is. He looks like Telly Savalas in a wig.
Gene does?
Yeah.
Huh.
I finally figured out who – like. Wow. He looks like Kojak in a
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. No, me neither.
Yeah, that's what it finally hit me like about an hour into the concert. I was like, oh, fuck. Telly in a wig. That's who I keep seeing up there. But – he has girl like these ladies, and of course the people who are at his concert are a little on the other side of 50, I would think.
Sure,
yeah.
So when you're bringing up girls, like I only want girls. So when the girls come up, they're far from girls. Yeah. They're women.
Healthy, mature ladies.
They're mature women, and
they're done spitting out milk.
But of course, he has to tell the joke. Grab that mic. You know how to hold it. Hold it. You know how to hold it. And he does the jerk off motion. Boy. And he didn't say it once. He doesn't say it twice. He says it like four or five times.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, geez.
He's that guy. He's that fucking relative that.
You don't invite over.
Well, yeah. You know, on Christmas and Thanksgiving, you're just like, you just dread it if he gets going. Yeah.
Listen to anything your uncle says.
Yeah. But. It was fun and it was interesting, and I really, the guy who paid $12,000,
yeah,
to be his roadie, he just brought him up on stage constantly, and kind of berated him. in a way that like he thinks is funny,
right?
You know, tell like he's my slave, like hey, you know, you got to move my mic up. Tune the guitar, like kind of like, you know, breaking his balls a little bit on stage. But then he brings him out with his son. And his son's like 17.
Sounds better than the Derby.
And he starts going into like – you think he's setting up a joke because he's like, you know, this man raised this son. And I want everybody to give this man a round of applause. He's a father. A father who instilled in his son two important lessons. And what are those lessons? And the father goes, no drugs and no alcohol. And he's like, this is a good father. And you think he's leading up to something. And he goes, I want another round of applause for this man. And he goes, because he's a good father. And then he's going like, that's what – and so Gene goes on to a thing about, no, that's what you need. No drugs, no alcohol. All right. Here's cold gin. And I'm just like, is he doing it on purpose to be? He can't be that like unself-aware that he's just going into an avid song about alcohol.
Right. And a song where it's like Ace had a problem.
Yeah. And he didn't sell any merch, which
really?
Was weird.
That's
yeah.
surprising.
I had a hole in my fucking pocket ready to buy some merch of a burning
missed opportunity.
I was going to get a t-shirt, no merch. The merch table said there will be no merch at this show.
I wonder if it's because like I know the Basie takes a big cut of the merchandise, so maybe they were like, fuck it, we're not giving you that much money.
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Tonight he's in Montclair, so if you got nothing to do, Q.
I can't. I'm working tonight.
Okay.
Tonight shoot tonight.
All right.
Well, Sal punishment. I'm excited.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you can maybe get out of there early, you can maybe catch the last half hour.
I had a big weekend, man. I just get home and nap it out.
Well, I mean, if this helps, I mean, he does do the cum joke late in the show, so I mean, you still can
catch
that.
Well, hold on.
Apparently, he did the same joke. Because I read a review of the previous show.
Did that review like it?
The review was scathing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I don't understand why. Because in a way, it's interesting because it's so awkward when he's not playing. I mean, it makes it for an ender, like, because you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I can't believe he's fucking up there just talking for the last 10 minutes instead of playing a song.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch.
Yeah, a little bit.
Way,
yeah. Yeah, it was.
I had this was something I talked with a guy to bring up AI again.
Okay.
I talked to a guy who said that I gave him what I told you guys with the last AI guy told me about how we're like 10 years away from everything. Mm-hmm. And he was like, dude, he's like, you're fucking so out of touch. He's like, we're 5 years away from you just being able to make movies on your phone. He's like, it's it. So maybe we can bring Gene back. You know what I mean? Like maybe we could have like mini Gene on our TV telling these jokes and doing
this. 5 years from making a movie on your phone.
He's like,
just by typing it into a screen.
He's like, it's just about the prompts. About the prompts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scary times.
I think we're in them. I think this is it, bud.
I was wondering. I couldn't remember today. It was bugging me. To remember the guy's name who got hanged from the helicopter in Scarface. And he's like, you think blank is a rat because Sosa said so. So I went to Google and I looked up like Sosa quote Scarface. And it had a whole bunch of quotes that weren't from Sosa, that they were from Scarface. They were from Tony Montana. So AI is imperfect.
Oh, yeah,
as far as I'm
for
concerned.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that Google or AI?
It's an AI search result provided by Google, I guess.
But is that somebody just putting in, making their own memes? Or
no, doesn't it like grab a bunch of information and then just sort of
compile it?
Yeah. Mm. And it was totally wrong. It had all these misquotes and stuff. So yeah, it's still not quite where it needs to be.
Well, I think he was talking about in terms of like being prompted and moved. But also think we're working on Google with stuff that's not what they're working with. But He said it's worse than I had thought when I had said all that stuff on that last episode. He's like, nah, he's like, that's already obsolete. And he goes, it's already here. He's like, you're doing it already. And he just showed me stuff on his phone. And you're like, this looks like a human. He's like, it was like some woman walking down the stairs, having a conversation and moving on and everything. Like at first I was like, what am I looking for? Is the location AI? Is the woman AI? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Every bit of it was AI. And I was like, holy fuck.
I saw this app. I can't remember what it was called, but it's basically it's you take a still photo. It's like, you know, me and Gidim. And then with AI, you can make it look like we kiss.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of
that.
That's
going to be illegal.
Illegal, you think?
Well, there are already like bills going to Congress to make AI porn illegal.
Mm.
So you can't make, you know, you and get him kiss and most likely
damn
lead to more graphic shit than that.
Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
like making your friends kiss is like, ha, ha,
yeah,
like a joke.
Yeah.
Whereas like the AI porn could spell big ramifications.
Definitely, yeah. So I got to make that fucking get him Johnson porn quick before the law gets
passed. Exactly.
Patreon this month.
Two beards, one cup.
Oh. Oh, boy. Oh, Lord. Lordy, Lord.
That should be against the law.
How do you guys feel about your local airport being a fucking shit show?
Dude.
New Jersey, huh?
Leaving for Vegas on Thursday.
Did you hear about it?
No, I have no idea what you're talking
New
about.
New airport is voted the worst airport in the world. Not even the United States for cancellations, safety issues, staffage shortages, cancellations.
Is it their fault?
Yeah, apparently they cut so much staffing that now it's just dangerous.
Well, they cut staffing and there are guys that quit. And then there was an incident the other day where the radar, the what are we called? Radar?
Doppler.
Not the Doppler. It went blank for 90 seconds. They couldn't talk to anybody. They couldn't see anybody.
A minute and a half.
Like, it's astounding that nothing crashed or.
Oh, my God.
Well, they need new management.
Yeah.
They need new management. They said they also need to upgrade everything. Like, I saw there was, it was Chuck Schumer talking about how it was it came down to a copper wire that like got fried, and that's what caused the outage. And he's like, why are we working with copper when we need fiber? I'm like, who just told him about fiber?
I thought I ate fiber in the morning.
Yeah, but how do you upgrade it when the shit never stops coming in and leaving?
That's what I was wondering. Like how do you upgrade a system where you can never
stop? Build the second system while you're using the first still, and then you just integrate it. Yeah,
kind of like a new bridge maybe.
Yeah, I think that's that's because they built that new terminal. Terminal A is new there.
Yeah, but copper's more reliable.
Than fiber?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would think so.
How do you know that?
Because that's why everybody's trying to steal it.
No, it's more valuable.
When they rip it out of fucking houses and shit.
No, that's because they could sell it to a scrap place.
No one's ripping out fiber fucking cables out of houses.
Yeah, because you can't sell it to a scrapyard. That's the only reason.
No, it's because it's just
– even crackheads know.
We're stripping this house of fiber.
Well, you think that me and Brian should feel ashamed because Newark Airport? I haven't stepped in an airport since 1995.
I mean, this is your tax dollars at work, bro.
It's not tax dollars. Isn't that private? Private airport?
No, it's federal, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. So it's not just New Jersey's fault. It's federal.
I got JFK right here. But JFK is great airport.
How often do you fly to JFK?
No, I fly almost exclusively out of Newark. I love Newark Airport, but I was shocked by that fucking
– I couldn't believe it because like it's usually a pretty smooth flight. Yeah. You know, there's never a lot of security when I go. You know, you get through security pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And like I said, I'm leaving for Vegas in 2 days this Thursday. And I'm like, is it going to be late? Is it going to be delayed? Yeah. Is it going to fly at all? You know?
It's scary shit, bro.
And if it does fly, like how safe am I? I don't know.
And what are you going to do in Vegas?
I'm going to visit her parents. And there's a couple podcasts that are having a little fest out there that I'm going to go see.
You're not going to the Sphere?
If there's anything playing, yeah.
I think the Eagles are there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's got to be a good show.
I hate the Eagles.
You have no taste. You have absolutely zero taste.
I want to see some Diamond. I want to see the Eagles.
Diamond's going to fucking – Diamond couldn't fucking fund a fucking 2 minutes of fucking footage at the Sphere. Not even a minute could he afford of the money he needs to sink in to do a proper show at the Sphere. You could sing one note and be like, ah, that's it. Good night. Thank you for coming.
That would be about it probably, yeah.
Go see anything you can.
Anything?
Anything you can.
All right, I'll check it out.
Those tickets are crazy, though, right now for the Eagles.
Expensive?
Yeah.
They just added a bunch of new shows.
Did they?
Yeah, so maybe it'll be a little lighter.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I skipped out on Chiller Theater because I'm like, I'm outpriced by this shit. I'm like, it's for me and Mary Beth to get it. Because the only reason I was going to go was because they had – three cast members from Too Close for Comfort, and I've been watching Too Close for Comfort lately.
Oh, get out of here. That's yeah.
Jim J. Bullock,
yeah.
Sarah, or Lydia Cornell, and Deborah Von Volkenberg or something. Oh, wow.
Jim J. Bullock's still alive?
Still alive, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what Frank said, too. Frank Five was like, he's still alive? I thought he died of AIDS.
Yeah, Center Square. Didn't he go away?
Yeah.
Oh, good. He was so funny on Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, he's funny in this show, too. Like, you can see, like, you can tell the moment when they're like, we need more Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, now so all of a sudden Monroe lives in the apartment with them.
Right. Was Monroe gay on the show or no?
He was more asexual. Like, he did show interest in a woman a couple times. Once it turned out to be transvestite. Uh-huh. There's a lot of transvestite stuff on that show.
It was a go-to back in the day.
It really was, yeah.
You need something funny, slip a man in a dress.
And, Uncle Milty fucking.
And then pop in a conservative gold. Ted Knight.
And that's it. Oh, Ted Knight, man.
He's amazed at everything. The way he orders his 23-year-old daughters around, like what they're going to do and what they're not going to do, they don't even live in the apartment with him. They pay rent and they live in the downstairs apartment, but he's like, you're not going out there. You're not wearing that. You're not doing this.
He was still the man of the house, bro.
He really was, yeah. He argues with the mom who's Alice in the Honeymooners.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't remember that.
Forgot about that.
That was one of the shows that I watched, but I don't remember much of it at all.
I didn't remember a lot of it either, aside from like just the main characters.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember hardly any episodes. It's not that great.
What are you watching it on?
It's on Peacock.
Peacock.
Yeah. Okay.
Get in there on that.
Also started watching, because you guys are salivating over it, I started watching Reacher.
Oh, yeah? Where were you at?
What did you get up to?
Second season, second episode.
Yeah.
What did you think of the first season?
Loved it.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. Want to be Reacher. I want to have Reacher's body. Uh-huh. I want to have Reacher's steely gaze.
Yeah. That steely gaze is something.
Yeah.
You fail to mention the only thing that you could do is have his discipline and fucking – code of ethics.
I'm more like
much easier to do than the body, and you're like, you immediately go to like, well, that's not going to happen. But the thing I could do, you don't even mention.
I'm more likely to get the abs than change up my code of ethics. Yeah, but I mean, I couldn't even live by his code of ethics. He's a killer.
Yeah, but he kills the right people, though.
He does.
He doesn't make any mistakes.
No.
He kills a lot of people, and he doesn't ask a lot of questions. And sometimes I think about it where I'm just like, what if that guy was like a cousin that just stood in for the day, and right. they never told him that he was a henchman or something?
He shouldn't have been there then.
I guess. That's not really how the court system works, but yeah, I guess Reacher's
got
it.
Do you know his body count over the three seasons? I know it.
You know it?
Yeah.
No, what is it?
Over under? Go ahead, Brian. What do you think? I know you haven't seen season three
yet, but he's killing a lot of people, and he's mad that the special investigators are getting knocked off one by one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say his body count is 150.
In three seasons, okay.
Three seasons.
That'd be 50 a season.
Yeah, I think it's still in the 90s.
I think it's in the 90s.
Yeah.
You would both be wrong and over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 60 something.
Okay, all right.
That's it. I think it was 60 on the nose or 60 something.
Still a lot of fucking
20 kills per season, which is more than one per episode.
Is that
race 60 humans?
Some of them shot in the back.
Is that a serial killer?
He
doesn't lose any sleep over it. He has
no
little
cracks jokes
in the moment. He doesn't
no
give a fuck.
No conscious whatsoever about it. He's never like, which I understand. They tried to kill him most of the time.
They killed his brother.
Yeah. How many tears are you going to shed for these scumbags?
Right.
But there is no, like, it doesn't weigh him down
emotionally at all. Not even for a moment.
Even like leaving cracking bones and like corpses' bones and folding them up like accordions. It doesn't leave a mark on him at all.
No, it's just what he needs to do.
Did you finish season three?
Not yet. No, I'm halfway through.
So good.
Yeah.
I don't know which was better, season one or three. It's that close of a call.
It's only because I was away that I – and then I had Righteous Gemstones to finish up, so I didn't.
Did you know what's coming next? Did you hear the news, the Reacher Universe news?
No, what?
Solo show.
Oh, yeah. I read that. I was wondering, like, I've only watched two episodes of the second season, like I said, but so far I'm like, is this character deserving of her own series?
Oh, Neely? They gave it to Neely?
Neely.
Neely?
Neely.
Neely. Oh,
my God.
All right.
Get us canceled.
What the fuck?
Jeez Louise.
We're Reacher fucking fans. You're a poser, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. Fold you up like an accordion if you say her name wrong again.
Right. I'll show myself the door. Just don't shoot me in the back on the way out.
How the fuck can you say you're a fan and fucking butcher that name?
Dude, I'm the one that told you to watch it.
Yeah, I know.
Neely.
Neely's getting her own show.
Okay. But it's spelled...
Okay. All right. You watch it with subtitles in?
Sometimes, yeah, I have to.
Because I didn't even realize that's how her name was spelled.
But I don't know. I think
she's awesome.
Yeah, I would think she's
not a Mary Sue.
I haven't really gotten that much exposure to her yet, so that's why I was wondering if she was deserving of her own
series. Is that what they call the girls who do everything? The Mary Sue?
Mary Sue, yeah.
Yeah. I like her. I'm all for her getting her own spinoff show. All right. I'll watch it.
I wonder – I am glad that she gets – I think she's a great character and she does a good job with that role. I just wonder but she's in Reacher so much. Like it's almost like she's already on a show. Like it's funny. But I wonder if Reacher will go over to her show.
I think absolutely.
Yeah, right. Definitely the first episode.
Well, I saw Wikipedia. I looked it up and it had the cast of the first season and he is in there.
Okay.
Right. Oh, you already know already.
Yeah, okay. It said that he was in it.
Oh.
And that means they're put – I don't know if they're even doing a season four of Reacher, but if it does happen, I guess it's not next year, but it'll be the next year.
Because of that show?
Because of that show, yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
I don't like that either, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be on it so much, it's just going to be like another season of Reacher.
I would hope so, but I'm sure they want to make her be able to stand on her own 2 feet without him, though.
Yeah.
Which she does anyway.
Yeah, I would watch it. That's kind of a character I agree with you. I kind of dig. It is a little bit in the second season how they're all like, it's so lame. Like when they're bonding in the bar fight and stuff like that. You're like, all right.
Season two is a fucking slog.
There's some corn in there for sure.
There's a lot of corn in there.
Even the way their name, like I was like, they couldn't come up with a better name than the Special Investigators. And they say it with such sincerity too, like they're not fucking around.
I am in love with Reacher so much, I even investigated the two Tom Cruise movies.
What'd you think?
I didn't like him.
I didn't like him at all.
I didn't like him at all, and I wonder if that's because of this guy owns the character now, and it's almost like it's ridiculous to see someone else try to pull it off, even though I had never seen these movies. I didn't even know they existed, to be honest with you. They came under the radar, I feel like, for Tom Cruise
movies. They were moderate hits, but like, is he the killing machine in it? Is the same thing?
He kills, but – and he's – you know, he beats up like 5 guys at once.
Yeah. Is Neely in it?
There is no Neely. No, okay. There's no Neely. But there's things that they explore in the movies that work far better in the TV show because they have more time to breathe and more time to, like, you know, give you an insight into it rather than just throw it away as a one-off line.
Okay.
But I wonder if they'll even tackle those books that those movies are based on since
those stories. I mean, if there's 27 books, I guess you don't
that many books. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Holy shit, really?
He writes a book a year, this guy.
Oh, wow.
Lee Childs or whatever his name is. Which, good for him.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I like that.
That's prolific.
I'm fucking down with that. All right, what's going on here?
Yeah, that's the Tom Cruise Reacher movie. I wonder what Tom Cruise thinks, because this is probably the first time anybody's ever
out Tom Cruise
him. Yeah.
I mean, he can't feel bad. You look at that guy and you're like, that's who should have played Reacher from the second.
And do you have because me and Getem think he is. Do you think Reacher is on the spectrum?
The character? Yeah, I think so.
And I don't think that's what Tom wasn't willing to go there.
He wasn't playing it like that?
No.
Okay. I mean, I think it's pretty fucking clear in the show that he is. He just clocks out until there's something to do.
He'll sit on the bed just while we're looking out the window.
It's pretty wild. he's got that over-exaggerated sense of right and wrong. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
and you're not close to being done yet? Can you try to finish it so we can talk about it next time?
I can finish it, for sure. There's only like 4 episodes.
Because I like the last episode. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to get through Righteous Gemstones before I heard spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't watch that, right?
What?
Righteous Gemstones
on HBO. I don't know what that is, no.
It's Danny McBride and who's his father on the show?
Oh, John Goodman.
John Goodman's his dad, and they're preachers and stuff like that. It's such a fucking great show.
Yeah, you said, like, I usually wait with things like this to binge them. Like, I don't want to watch them week by week. But I broke that rule and watched it like 2 weeks ahead of time. And the first episode, you're like, you can watch the first episode and it doesn't really affect the rest of the show.
Yeah.
I wanted to see that series.
With
that first episode when, like, Eli Gemstone
runs over. Was it end with him running over someone or something?
Well, no, it's the Old West one. It's the first episode.
Oh, the third season. I wanted to see that show. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was so fucking good. Yeah. Oh, I love that episode. The first episode of the third season was a flashback to the Civil War. I was fucking brilliant.
Oh, it's a period piece?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an entire episode about like how the Gemstones got started. It was pretty good.
What are the Gemstones? Are we talking like
Infinity Stones? It's their family name. That's the last name.
We're talking about Infinity Stones?
No. That's the last name. They're preachers.
Yeah, it's a family, like a real, like, they have the mega churches, so it's like a really wealthy preacher family.
God, I love that show.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm sad it's really over.
Good. All right, we're all gonna salve your
your
wounds with a little read here. Q.
Mm-hmm.
Dads teach us a lot: how to fix things for ourselves, how to pick ourselves up and power on, even how to make do with less, so the family has more. This Father's Day, let's show our dads they deserve the world. At a price even they will be impressed by. This Father's Day, treat Dad to a pair of everyday earbuds by Raycon. because he deserves to relax, recharge, and enjoy his favorite music podcasts and calls in crystal clear sound. Raycon's everyday earbuds are a perfect gift for your dad, whether he's lifting at the gym, busy with those endless work calls, or jamming out to his favorite tunes that will drive your mom mad. Give your dad the gift of premium audio that goes wherever he goes. Raycon's latest model is better than ever with 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets him pair with two devices at once. Finally, dad can wave goodbye to that old tangled pair of wired earbuds. My father still carries it around like a little AM radio with him.
Yeah, I love it.
Speaking of battery, with Raycon's quick charge function, just 10 minutes of charging you.
Not even FM?
Of battery. No, he always listens to AM. He's always listened to one of those
news
stations.
I didn't think there's any stations still on AM. What's there, like four stations that come in clear?
I think WABC is like one of those political stations still. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Your dad still gets riled up.
Yeah.
Even after all this time, he can still get mad about the world?
I don't know if he's mad as much as he's – I don't even know if he can hear it, to tell you the truth anymore.
What pisses him off at this point?
I don't think anything anymore. Now that he – I don't think he listens to get it riled up. I think he just listens for the news, like just so there's something to listen to. But yeah, like he's – my God, I went to see him the other day. He's so skinny now.
Oh,
you know, because he's been going to chemo and all that. My good Lord.
It's just thin, huh?
Yeah.
Shit, dude.
Lucky bastard. I'm fat as hell. Raycon starts just half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's everyday earbuds come in a spectrum of vibrant colors to match your dad's vibe, whatever that may be. I am taking my Raycons on the plane trip to Vegas.
So you create,
I know they're not going to run
your
out.
Dad Raycons because they won't work with his AM radio?
No, they definitely wouldn't work with his AM radio for sure.
Just tell him that you do and he won't know. He'll never use them anyway.
He's like, it's awfully quiet. Can you turn it up? What's with these Raycons? Don't they have a volume control? And if your dad's not liking his Raycons, they offer a 30-day happiness guarantee return policy, no questions asked. So go to buyraycon.com/TESD to get 15% off site-wide. Right now, Raycon is offering up to 15% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/TESD, buyraycon.com/TESD.
I used to have a Fred Flintstone. It was the shape of his face. Like, it was just his head. It was a radio.
Oh, yeah?
And on the side was, you could play with the volume and the dial where you could change it.
Yeah, I had a Snoopy that was similar to that.
Yeah.
What happened to that
back
then?
In the day?
Ooh, it probably broke and eventually got thrown out of the toilet.
There it is. Well, it's going to bring back memories.
Is that it?
God, you found it. I used to.
1972. You
know, listening to fucking Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom, rocking out.
It's a $50 bid, bro. Get in there.
You know that it gets no fucking
– no reception.
No reception. So there's no antenna on it.
He could make it into a speaker for you.
You think the Raycons would work on the Fred Flintstone head?
There's ways to make this happen.
The Fred Flintstone head, that's probably the same tech they're using at Newark Airport.
Oh, you think there's copper in that Fred head?
There might be. We'll strip it out, yeah.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm going to see Stranger Things this week.
Probably?
Yes.
You are going to have an erection, so make sure you bring a towel.
All right.
Make sure you wear loose pants, maybe sweatpants.
Like I'm going to fantasy. Great. Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear what you think. Mm-hmm. I am going to be stunned if you're not like gaga over the moon.
I trust your opinion. Although you did love Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Yeah. I think there – I don't know if we jive on the same things. I feel like
– Well, you like Back to the Future.
I did. But I loved Spider-Man and you hated it.
Well, I saw it three times. I kind of hated it that much. You know, I went to go see the train wreck aspect of it, but the performances were fine. But yeah, I'm excited
to
go.
Did you see King Kong on Broadway?
I did.
Did you like that? Because I liked it.
I thought the puppet was cool.
Yeah, but.
And the rest, I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. I think in terms of Broadway, I wonder if you're into a little bit more of the glitz and I'm more into the. You know, the masculine part of things.
I like the giant monkey puppet. What other else in the play was masculine that I missed? All the
you're
singing.
More into the whole fairy thing. Well, I'm, you know. Shiny stuff.
Glitter.
Lame.
And sequins. Yeah. And
I do love that stuff. You're right. You're not wrong. I love a good synchronized dance.
But let me know what you think of it.
Yeah, no songs, right?
There is there is music.
But yeah, it's not a musical.
But yeah, there's really no songs. It's unique. I've never seen a play like it before.
Great. I cannot wait.
I mean, you probably have seen stuff that's not musical based, but this was the first time I ever have, and it flew by, and it's like almost 3 hours long.
I saw Bruce Willis in Misery, and I guess this was like early signs of what was going on in his head, because he had an earpiece in and every single line was fed to him. It was such a disappointment.
How does that hurt the performance?
Because the she'll say her line, it was Laurie Metcalf, was Annie, and then it would be like a pause, and then he'd say his line.
Oh.
So it was like lines were getting directly fed to him over the thing. You could see him listening to it and go, yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, that's because that's a very unnatural way to speak, given at that beat.
Yeah, it wasn't every scene, but it was a bunch of the scenes, yeah.
Can you get your money back from that? Or, like, if you make a big enough stink?
I don't know.
Like, tweet, like, go public not. About it?
I mean, it's John McClane. I was just sitting there looking at John McClane.
Like, you can't at the theater online and on Twitter and make a big enough fucking bitchy fucking stink?
I guess I could, yeah. I don't want to.
These seats weren't comped, you know.
Broadway doesn't comp seats.
I know.
Yeah, they do not. Yeah, so I paid for that shitty performance.
That was the one that James Caan was in, right?
Yeah. The movie, the movie version. It was good.
Got one more here. This season the best yet with nutritious 2-minute meals from Factor. Eating well has never been this easy. Just heat up and enjoy. Giving you more time to do what you want. Get outside instead of prepping and cooking indoors. Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any active lifestyle. With 45 weekly menu options, you can pick gourmet meals that fit your goals. Choose from calorie smart, protein plus, keto, and more. Factor powers your day with satisfying breakfast, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks and desserts. It's easy to savor more this spring. Factor meals pack in the flavor with none of the fuss. Mary Beth makes Factor all the time, so I'm a Factor guy. I know you eat Factor,
Q. I like Factor, yes, sir.
So if you want to be like me and Q.
I like Factor.
Do you?
Yeah, how come you're not asking me if I like Factor?
I just assume you don't like it.
I love it.
Okay. I was wrong.
There's nothing more that is satisfying than getting home and getting my Factor meal.
Getting your Factor on?
Like Deb.
Where's my Factor?
I'm 4 blocks away. Start.
Put my Factor in. I'm famished for Factor.
There you go. She's like, what? Who is this?
He's driving on the wrong side of the road. Yeah.
One eye's looking one way, one eye's looking the other way. Get my Factor ready.
This smells and tastes like Elio's pizza. No, no, no. It's Factor.
It's Factor.
Yeah. It's Factor. It's healthy. It's for your on-the-go lifestyle. Oh, really? Because it tastes like Elio's. Factor is so fucking good. I love Factor. Is this Coke can Factor too?
It is. That's so weird. You should ask.
Oh, man.
I wish I could have discovered this sooner.
Why isn't everybody fucking eating and drinking Factor and being healthy like me?
Like me.
You know, it's expensive, but it's so fucking worth it.
Never paid that much for a slice of pizza before.
Don't you bow to the man and cut this out, man.
I'm not even cutting it this week.
All right, don't you cut this out. I know you're worried. I can see you sweating over there.
Start at factormeals.com/GSD50off.
I see your fucking beads of sweat on your forehead.
I'm like, well, how much am I of this am I going to have to cut? Not so far. This is fine. Yeah, this is fine. Walt's fevered Factor dreams. So, get started at factormeals.com/TESD50off. What should I do, hon? Walt won't listen.
You better email Factor now.
Tell him we're just kidding. Use code TESD50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code TESD50off at factormeals.com/TESD50off for 50% off plus free shipping. All right. That's it. That's Factor.
Are you going to listen to Ming Chen's stand-up?
You want to hear some Ming Chen's stand-up?
Go ahead. Tell me about this.
So this is the second time he's done it. He sent it to me. The first time, if you remember, we went over it. He was in New Mexico.
Yeah.
not a very great showing, if you recall.
Even he admits it.
He admits it too. So I think he's
worked on his craft though since then.
I think he's I wouldn't say honed. I haven't listened to it yet. I want to be just as surprised as you guys.
Great.
So
so what is this?
So this is Ming in Alaska.
Alaska.
Yeah.
The last frontier.
Wow.
They are fucking starved for entertainment in Alaska, I bet.
There's a big market for stand-up comedy in Alaska, right?
Mm-hmm. There's nothing to laugh at there. It's all fucking
Maybe dull. You can find something, but you're not a professional comedian.
I'm not. So Ming Chen,
like Ming Chen is now
going to give us his observations.
When the sun never rises, it's, what's it like, months and months of darkness? You need some fucking Ming Chen.
Yeah.
Shine a light in your fucking dark soul when you live in Alaska.
So this is Ming Chen, second stand-up at Chilicoot Charlie's in Anchorage, Alaska. This is recent. This was April 29th. So you just tell me when to pause and
okay. Well, he's got the video on.
Yeah, that won't sound right, though.
It won't sound right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, play right from his phone. It'll be right on the mic.
Yep.
Go tell your friends, like, man, I was at Quincy the other night. And you wouldn't believe what happened. Fucking Jackie Chan came in and tried to do stand-up comedy. He fucking sucked, man.
All right. I'm already listening to some ribald laughing in the background. at a Jackie Chan. Why is Jackie Chan doing
a hot crowd.
Stand-up in Anchorage, Alaska?
It's a hot crowd.
Okay, so
he's isn't Jackie Chan in his late 70s at this point?
Jackie Chan's a weird reference. He's a little old.
Right.
I'm not sure who the go-to Asian reference is these days, but yeah, you're right. Okay.
Fucking Rush Hour is a piece of shit.
Oh, shit.
Shanghai Nights, dude. Can you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Yeah. Anyways.
Is that a Rush Hour?
You might not believe this, but I used to be on TV. I was on a TV show called Comic Book Man.
Yeah.
He came out here for The Walking Dead. He came out here for The Walking Dead. Man, it was fucking great, man. I used to get, like, fat paychecks, fucking limousines, like, all the white women I could eat.
Whoa.
He's going blue. All the white women he could eat.
Oh. Wow. Wait, you guys got fat paychecks and limousine rides?
Not that I recall.
Well, I mean, I think that was the only paycheck he was getting. I mean, he had been fired.
Yeah, unceremoniously shit-canned. I guess the limousines would be...
When we went to a con, I think we got limousines. But
didn't he... Wasn't he working, though, up in... It was just the last season that he was...
I think it was like two seasons.
At least two.
Maybe. Really? Maybe it's only one. I don't remember. It was so long ago.
Right. They did a little cost-cutting, snipping out Ming Chen.
Yeah. Yeah. They got rid of some of the dry wood, you know. Is that the right phrase?
Term, I think deadwood is what you're looking for.
Dry wood.
That's what he has is dry wood.
But all you can eat white women.
All you can eat white women.
All right.
That wasn't really my experience, but I don't even know what it means.
Well, he's married, so I'm very. Right. I'm sure there's a divorce lawyer out there that'd be very curious.
Or he's going to explain to us.
Yeah, no, I think he's humor. Setting up the joke.
Yeah. I got faith in my boy.
And then we fucking got
canceled. Wow, no.
And now I do shitty stand-up comedy in a place called Chilicoot Charlie's. The fuck, man.
There's one lady who must be on laughing gas or something. She has not stopped laughing the entire time. And that's – he has learned something. That's what you do when you are in a small, like, no-name comedy club. You insult it.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I was he's taking shots at the club.
Yeah. These guys are good enough
to – bell.
I think that's for an order, like a food pickup.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think that was for a waiter or a waitress to go get the food and bring it to a table.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I thought they were punctuating.
He's not at Rascals.
You're right.
He's at Chilicoot Charlie's for 6.
This place is great, though. I was here on Friday. I saw a band here called The Stack. And I saw the greatest thing. I saw a fight here, man. I know a rare occurrence here. But it was general mostly fighters, two military guys. One guy's girl talked to some other guy's girlfriend, and the other guy started punching the guy in the back of the head, like really weak shit. He was like, I was like, yeah, but I love you guys because I'm going to go back to Jersey. I'm like, man, I saw this fight, man. I broke it up. Like, I saved all these white women. I saved Maddie back there at the bar.
Second mention of white women. What's going on with me? He has a white woman.
An honest question. How often do you think I know we speculate and make jokes, but how often do you think he's home a year? How many nights do you think he spends in his own bed?
In his own bed?
Yeah, in his own bed.
I think he eventually makes it to his own bed, but I think he's probably not home.
If you had to take a guess, like you had to wager money.
An average month.
Like $1,100, like Q, on the ponies.
On this losing horse.
How many nights do you think he spends sleeping in his own bed? Gleaming it from what you see on social media. He's never home.
He's never home, no.
365 nights, how many are at home?
I mean, it's
over or under 100?
Oh, I think over.
I think over 100.
You think over 100?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think even though he's out and he comes home late, he still does have to go home to go to sleep.
He's home during the week.
Yeah. I would say weekdays mostly. Yeah. I don't know if he sleeps at the studio. So you're talking probably, I mean, if you're just talking weekends, that's 8 days out of the month, not including travel. So let's say there's 80, a day of travel on each end. That's 16 days.
Right, 96 days a year that he's gone out. It's a lot. It's a heavy schedule, but he seems to love it.
All right. Let's see if Ming gets any more white women.
Oh, we're still going.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
How long is this set?
5 minutes and 25 seconds.
All right.
They carried me out on their shoulders, so thanks for making me look cool, guys. You guys are awesome. So the reason I'm here, why the fuck did you come all the way out here from New Jersey? I came out here for Comic-Con, something called Birthday Comic-Con. I had a great time. I don't know if you guys ever go to Comic-Con. They have these, cosplayers. They get dressed up in costumes. I met this girl. She had all this, armor, this steel armor, 50 pounds of armor. I was like, hey, man. Can I borrow that armor? I'm going to this place called Kunstenai, and it's really relevant. It really helped me out.
It's almost like they're punctuating his jokes with that fucking bell.
Ding. I mean, how many orders?
People just left.
What was the name of that? Was that a strip club, you think, he had mentioned?
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
I didn't pick up on it either.
He said he's wearing a suit of armor to go somewhere tonight.
Oh, I thought it was to go here. I thought that's what he meant.
The same name.
Yeah, the same name. Oh, that's what I thought. It might be something different, though.
When does the joke start?
I don't know.
This is not stand-up.
No. This is just going up there and saying stuff. Yeah. Like even the fight story, it's like, well, if it didn't pan out to be a good fight, why talk about it?
Has there been a joke yet?
Maybe the Jackie Chan
one. White women thing.
Where are the white women at?
All the white women I could eat? That's a joke.
All right.
That's being very gracious with the fucking definition of the word.
It's not even
joke.
As much as a joke as Gene's jokes.
Yeah, I mean, Gene Simmons looks like fucking. He looks like Richard Pryor. He looks like George Carlin compared to Ming.
Let's see what else.
But no, seriously, this is the best bar in Anchorage. I mean, am I right? Yeah.
I think there's four people in there in the room.
You think there's four people in there?
Yeah, it really
it sounds like
that.
There's a lot of echoey, so I'm not hearing.
Who's ordering all the food then?
That's true.
Two of them are wearing Four Color Demon shirts.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, I think the people from Key West, the Alaskans that were in Key West.
Oh, those
yeah,
those
I think they would. Yeah, that must be them, actually.
Right. So they were definitely high then.
Yes.
You guys know this place called Asia Garden?
He hasn't changed one iota since fucking day one. He doesn't prepare for anything. He just fucking goes up and just fucking says shit. Like podcasting, no prep. Just fucking thinks he could just talk and fucking it's entertaining. It's nothing has changed in 20 years.
Why would it change? He's killing it.
No, that's not killing it.
It's weird.
That's
because
not killing it.
It's not.
It's not. It's brutal.
He's in Alaska,
yes. But there is no prep work at all. He's not willing to give one iota to working at it. He's just
he doesn't
like,
want to pay his dues.
No. Like, I'm not going to.
What dues is he going to pay?
All he's got to do is just write 5 or 6 jokes.
Well, yeah, he has to have
some. All the white women you can eat. He's down. He's got one down. One down. Next joke.
That is not a joke.
It is a joke.
I don't think that's the joke. I don't think that he was trying to even be funny.
All the white women I can eat. That's an exaggeration of a humorous statement.
Okay, explain the joke to me then. How does it work on a level that makes someone laugh? Is it supposed to be a joke about eating Chinese?
It's surprising.
Like the opposite? Like it's supposed to be a dyslexia joke?
Yeah, well, in a little bit of a way. He's
it's the opposite of people going like, I like to eat Asian or?
Yeah.
Sure it is. Like you're just saying, yeah, now. You've always done this. You've always defended him.
I love the guy.
Right. I love him too, but come
on. Not as much as I do.
He does not fucking put any work into his craft.
But that's his style. That's his personal style.
That's not his style. That's just fucking being lazy. It's like not wanting to do the fucking the groundwork.
He pulls it off.
He just like – this is the problem with – one of the problems with Mings. It's like he starts a thought and he's like, yeah, so I went to this place, Asia Gardens. And then he gets a big response because it's like it's a local restaurant.
Yes.
And then he's like, why is there a DeLorean outside?
Yeah.
Like, is he talking about outside the restaurant? Is he talking about outside Chilico Charlie's?
Both that restaurant and that DeLorean got a big, big response from the audience.
Right. He's just – as long as he just names stuff that's in the area, hey, he's going to get applause.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's his style.
But that can't – you can't like go on tour with that though. You can't do the circuit.
No. You have to have such a captive audience.
I don't know that you
can't.
Could
you imagine him doing like 5 minutes in the cellar with this shit?
Look, man, he's a young comic. He's just starting out. You know what I mean? The way that he's doing the right thing. He's putting in the work. He's going to open mic nights and he's testing out material.
That is not material.
It is material.
That is not material.
It's not good material.
All the white women you can eat, you can't make that. You don't think you could turn that into a funny joke?
You might be able to turn it. That's what I know you're hanging on to that one for dear life.
Yeah, I know. You gotta let that one go.
But why? Somebody's got to stick up for him.
Why?
Because
I know, like, as friends, yeah, like, yeah, you should support your boy and everything. But doesn't he also need to hear a little dose of reality? Like, do a little bit of fucking homework before you get up there. Like, the night before, like, fucking try to come up with some actual jokes.
Start carrying around a
especially
notebook,
since
maybe.
If you're going to post, did he post this?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Did he post this?
He did.
So you're putting it out there for consumption.
Yeah.
You should have a little bit more pride in your work.
But what do you want him to do? Like, what is he not providing you?
Jokes.
We've only listened to like a minute.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
We're actually 3 minutes in. We're over halfway done.
All right, so he's got.
Let's go. You're right. Maybe I'm jumping the gun here. Maybe there is going to be some fucking killer material that he's going to whip out.
You know, he's got to have a closer.
Yes.
But no, I met the owner, and we talked. We have the same last name. I made friends with her. But she was like my mom. I went up into karaoke. I came back and was like, "How do you think I did?" She said, "Why do you sing like a doctor or a lawyer? Like you're not ashamed of your Asian race."
Listen to that happy crowd.
Fucking Asian Gardens, man. Sorry. You guys know Wesley Darwin's theory? I went to Wesley Darwin's theory. I'm like, what's so special about this place? Like, oh, we feature all female bartenders.
Oh,
that was a female.
Wow! Ooh,
that I like that. I like that.
It's risky.
Yeah, it's risky in this day and age.
It's risky to specifically call out the place and the bartender.
And the bartender.
You could have just been like, you know, I went to a bar in town. It was supposed to have all female. You know, he's like naming and shaming. Yeah. Another big reaction, though.
Yeah.
Another big reaction. How many highs do you guys need?
You're right. I take it all back. This is fucking phenomenal.
It's cold. Yeah,
I don't know why he hasn't got his own fucking Netflix special.
Maybe Sal could open for him.
That's funny. Please, more and more.
You guys ever find a place? I went to a place called the Pioneer Bar.
Oh, yeah.
As in title of shit? Fuck the fucking.
All right. Stop it, please, right there. I mean, hey.
Edgy material here.
Fuck the Pioneer Bar.
Yeah, he's taking names. And,
But he did just say, I went to the Pioneer Bar. You guys like that? Yeah. Fuck the Pioneer Bar. Like, what?
Yeah, well, like, why bring it up? What's the point?
But he's got to be leading up to something, Walt. That's not wasted material.
You think, though, this is all major setup.
This is
all everything that he's done for is going to come together. He's going to tie it all together.
I believe so.
A brilliant bow.
I believe so, yeah. Like the best of them do.
You are optimistic.
It's going to be a mic drop moment when
all these disparate threads, he's going to be tying together into one insightful knot at the end.
Okay. All right.
So he just shit on the Pioneer Bar.
Look at this. Look at the size of his cuffs.
I know. Those are cuffed up.
Those are fucking heavy cuffs.
What's this place called? The Great Alaskan Bush Company?
Another pussy joke. Home run.
wait. That was a pussy joke?
Yeah.
How so?
The he said it was a, what is it, Bush Company?
Alaskan Bush Company.
I have nothing Bush bad Company. To say about that.
He loves Bush, dude.
that's a stretch.
I guess you're seeing the forest between the trees that I'm not seeing, right?
Guys,
I'm not hearing what you're hearing.
What are you talking about? He said, I went Alaskan Bush. He goes, I like that place. Why do you think he meant that?
This is like Stephen Wright shit. Either you get it or you don't get it.
That's
okay,
right.
There you go.
Which also is, you know, George Carlin shit.
Yeah.
You know, you got to pay attention. You got to get it. Look at him up there.
Fucking pole town. It's like, what the hell is it? What's up with the pole town? And, it's like shit. I know. Yeah. So I played it. Like, I was like, you know, scratching, and they got me pulling these perforated things inside of it, and like the, I, and I was like, what the hell is this? But then I started playing. It's like, ooh, I got a horseshoe, and I started winning like $1 here, $1 there.
Hardcore crack, baby.
Then I got really hooked, man. I got really hooked. Then I was like, Megan, give me 40 more. Megan, give me 60 more. Now I have no way to get home. I'm stuck here, man.
Good God.
They're laughing.
This is the ramblings of
a drunk man.
Yeah. Schizophrenic is fucking, it's got more clarity and fucking.
You also said he didn't prep. He's reading this entire thing with his phone.
That's even fucking worse that
he
had
prepped.
That this is what he prepped to go on stage with.
Yeah.
The Alaskan Bush Company. I got nothing to say bad about them.
That's right.
Yeah.
On to joke seven. That was joke six.
Yeah, but I see DeRosa up there with a notebook. You know what I mean? They all have their process.
Oh, yeah. A lot of comics do use notebooks and phones these days. But I think the stuff that's on the notebook or phone is usually better than this. This is just his.
He forgot.
Yeah.
He was fearful he would forget this.
Just naming places. That's his main act, is naming places in the area.
He was worried he would forget this.
It's a pro. He made sure he didn't forget it, is the way that I look at it.
It's like in big fucking big bold writing. It says, eat white women on his phone.
Underlined six times.
White is underlined. Yeah. All right, here we go. We got another minute of this.
Oh, wait a minute. We missed a sucking dick joke. That he made a joke that he would be sucking dick at a...
At the Gaslight Bar.
Oh, because he spent all his money on scratch-offs.
Oh,
and
that's right. So he's
got to
suck dick to get home.
That's right. That's a classic comical conundrum.
Yeah.
That's what they call hack.
Yeah. It would be self-deprecating.
How many dick-sucking jokes have you two done? And now suddenly they're too good for the stage?
No.
You're rubbing off on me with your hoity-toity fucking Kentucky Derby shit. I feel fancy now just being around you.
I would have
love
to
dick-sucking
I would
jokes.
Have to imagine that I have told over 1,000.
Yeah.
In the history of Tell 'em Steve Dave.
Yeah.
Each and every one.
Yeah, that's 1.2 an episode.
Absolutely. Galaxies better than what he's fucking saying up there.
Right.
He doesn't know how to tell a dick sucking joke.
You're a master.
He knows how to do it.
There you go. Ding.
I'm back.
You're a master podcaster, man. This is his second time doing stand up.
So is he at one point.
But he's not podcasting. He's doing stand up. It's a different animal.
You're right.
Like, it's fucking light out here, right? It doesn't get dark till like 10:30, 11 here. Yep. How the fuck does anyone get laid here? It's like last call, like
they turn on all the lights, like, oh, God. So fucking ugly, man.
Oh boy!
Stop. That might have been the only legitimate attempt at a joke.
Yeah,
and it fucking so it crashed like the fucking Hindenburg. Correct.
He called them all ugly. I don't know why he did that. Like, what stage? Like,
nobody must get laid here. You're all ugly. I was like, wait, whoa, that was a hard right turn.
Who is he modeling this career after?
Rodney Dangerfield, right, or Don Rickles?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, right. The master.
Okay, you're right. All right. Well, now he's right. There. You go. He's sprinkling all that in.
All right.
Hope he tells another dick sucking joke.
He might save the act if he does.
Just wait till the winter to get late. It's all dark and shit. Yeah. Anyways, $20 a day on white heels. Yeah, ugly. Anyways, that's all I got for you. There you go.
Oh my god. That was the closer.
Yeah.
Didn't she rush out
before? He called him ugly again.
Yeah.
The second time.
It needs work.
Yeah.
It definitely, like.
Just as any, you know, aspiring comedian needs work. It needs time to fine tune it.
I agree. He's got to get in there.
And he has a fucking amazing stage presence, though.
I mean, he's electric.
Yes.
He's electric.
You can't take your eyes off him.
No, I couldn't.
Unless your order's coming.
I couldn't take my eyes off him, no.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
So I think he just keeps going. We're looking at a bright future, I think.
I just don't see him having the fortitude to really work at it. But do feel he has a little bit of, like, I'm Ming Chen, I can just roll up there and just say, I eat a lot of white women.
That's it.
And somebody's going to love it.
I mean, that's his Hot Pockets joke, I guess.
Yeah.
That's
Hot Pockets. Yeah, that's it. That's like, before he gets off the stage, people chant it because they want him to tell it one more time. All the white women you could eat.
Mm-mm-mm. Wow. So, yeah, I think you're right, Walt. I think he needs to – he should take this, analyze it, see where he's getting his laughs, and then really throw it all out. And start new.
I think he,
because all his laughs, all his cheers are like, hey man, I went to this bar, I went to that bar.
Yeah. I believe everybody who laughed, he came with.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think they drove him there.
Yeah.
I think they're driving him back to his hotel. He might even be sleeping on their floor.
Right. Right. You know, you're right.
Because he can't fucking, because the con wouldn't give him a room.
Yeah. And they spent too much on scratchers.
Sucking dick now. Yeah. Jeez. Poor Ming.
Poor Ming? He's in Alaska doing stand-up.
No, you're right.
You should be so fucking poor.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
What am I doing? I'm stuck in a fucking windowless room with Gidim. Yeah. He's out there fucking captivating, holding a crowd in the palm of his fucking hand.
Playing him like a harp from hell. Yes. You're right.
I'm looking at fucking pork rinds that's been sitting here for fucking days.
That's salt.
Oh, that's salt. It looks like fucking it looks like diced little pork.
Doug's begged the question is, why is there a giant bag of salt
Himalayan salt
on our desk?
What is that for?
My salt grinder.
His salt grinder, he says.
But what do you need that much salt for?
Not all at once.
But why is it on the middle of the podcasting table?
Because I filled it the other night.
Oh, come on, Q. We filled it a couple nights ago. Why wouldn't it still be out here?
But where does it live when it's not on wires that we're using to record?
In the back.
Okay. All right. Oh, boy.
It looks like fish food.
You get to that
or the rocks
of the
that
table.
You see on the bottom of the fish tank.
And there's like – there's just junk everywhere piled up. There's four different tubes or bottles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just sitting there half filled.
One looks like a bottle of piss for sure. What is that? Lucozade.
It's an energy drink.
Okay.
But is that opened?
Made with glucose. Oh, Lucoaid, like as in glucose.
Does that energy drink help? Because I haven't seen any signs that you've
been energized.
You've been energized by anything lately.
I haven't opened it yet.
Okay. You better start fucking mainlining it because at times, I got to put a fucking mirror under your nose to see if it fogs up.
See if we got to start looking for a new office coach.
Look at all that salt.
If you, how long it will take you to use all that salt in that bag?
Oh, years.
Years.
Yeah. It's just, there's a styrofoam cups on the side. It's just a weird way to live, man.
Hoarder, man.
What?
You got to be a hoarder to understand.
I guess so.
Shit everywhere.
There's shit everywhere. It's wild.
Yeah.
Did you ever see like when a spider on LSD makes a web?
Yeah. It's all cockeyed.
Yeah.
That's what you're seeing right there. That's his version of a web that he spins.
Right.
He's like, it's clean.
Yeah.
You can't even see the table. Am I exaggerating? Like you, no. Like where on his side over there, you can't even see the table. It's just piles of stuff on top of stuff. I don't understand it. You got to get out of this room, Walt. I'm starting to worry about you. Like, you can't live your life like this.
He's not seeing it anymore.
Yeah, the effect that this has on your brain isn't good. It's just disorderly mess thrown in your face constantly.
What do I got to do?
I mean, I told you got to fire him and get someone else in here. But it's
you never said that.
It's never going to happen.
When did you say that? When was that sentence uttered aloud?
I've said it. I've voiced that in the past, but we know we're not doing it. But like, look, what's that chair over there?
So you mean I've his head's been on the chopping block, but I've taken it off?
Yeah.
How?
You've said you can't fire him.
What would you think the reaction would be from the listener base, who we depend upon?
I think
some would fucking be happy. But I think majority would be like, that's cold.
So the majority would be like, let him just continue to take advantage of you guys and keep this place a mess. Living it.
You
pace.
Know what you were getting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder.
We can't fire him.
I wonder. What's the.
Like
we brought a listener in, Josh.
Yeah, where's he? He's gone. I don't see him around.
I think he bit off more than he could chew, and I think even he's just like. Plus, he's also getting the fucking iceberg.
At home?
No, from here. Like
from
here, get him.
Oh, really?
As every time he tries to throw something out, get him is like, that's mine.
Yeah,
that's my fucking garbage.
That's my salt.
But get him. It's a bunch of empty Gatorade bottles. There's like 30 in this bag.
I need it.
A lot of that going on.
And there's no elaborating why you need it.
What if we hired someone to be his superior?
To what? Be the bad guy?
Yeah.
That would make us very weak. Three of us are superiors.
So now you have to pay another. We have to pay another person.
To be like, be mean to get. We can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
Me?
You were an SOB. Why can't you be? Why can't you be mean?
I don't know.
You're mean to all your girlfriends. You are an absolute fucking bastard to.
Right.
Why the fuck can't you be mean to him and fucking ride his balls?
I don't know because he's a friend. Two, I'm not good in that role. Like when I was a manager at the Stash out west, I never liked it because I didn't like telling people what to do. I just always wish they would still just do it. I wish they would just do it, you know? I didn't like being in that management position. The same thing with Get'em, I guess. I'm just like – and I just feel like it's going to fall on deaf ears too. It'll just get me more frustrated if I'm like, hey, next time we come in to record, can half the table at least not have shit all over it? And I know I'll come in and there'll still be half the table have shit on it. And I'll be like, God damn it. It's like I just don't want to admit the lack of respect he has for us.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't think it's that.
I do think it's it is an ill mind.
Yeah.
It is an unmedicated mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's just
if it was to get the pills it needs.
It.
I think things could be different, but you know he's. I mean, maybe Dr. D. Maybe we need to call her back in, and maybe I don't know if she's allowed to prescribe cross state lines.
Well, she might have.
I don't know if she wants to be on mic prescribing medications that were just like, can you make him neater?
Yeah. What do you got for that, Doc?
Yeah. Could you make him like want to throw shit away? What's in the medicine cabinet for that, Doc?
I've been playing that Red Dead Redemption, the cowboy game again, part two, and like every other non-player character, just get him. He's got the long beard and is like drunk on the side of a road. And I'm like, oh my God. It's like, and then you go to people's houses and they're all shitholes, like, because they're living in the Old West.
But
and I'm
a
like,
finely tuned get a mind, I think, could be super beneficial because you see flashes of it.
Yeah.
There's flashes of brilliance at times, but then it gets distracted by literal garbage.
Right.
You know, that becomes more important than a brilliant idea that was
– Right.
That you put out there and then you complete that idea.
Execute it,
you,
right.
Yeah, you execute that idea. Yeah, there's a bit of a distance between thinking it and doing it.
But the crazy part for me with Get Him is like he's rubbing our face in it. There's not even an attempt to be like, oh, the guys are coming in today. Let me just clean up a little bit.
I think he did.
Well, this is straightened up?
I think he did. Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
This is what you got to do.
That's fine.
I didn't realize that.
This is his ill mind thinking that this is. Like, he doesn't see this as
– he put his hand on the table and just swept everything to the end of the table. And that was it.
That's what this yardstick is for. He just went straight up. Yardstick. Push it all that way.
Yeah.
But you do, I will say, Q, you're a little bit more Felix Unger than I am. Like, you find the weirdest things to be like, there's an empty cup on its side. And you're like, that bothers you, right?
Well,
it's okay.
It's just, I'm just looking at a pile of mess and I'm just saying what I see.
Right, but there's far more.
But throw that out. Why is that there?
No, why is there a cup covered with plastic?
It's like a hotel room.
Because I was trying to get you, I asked you if you wanted some of my seltzer to try it the other day, remember?
So you had this cup at the ready, an old cup. That where did this
Not
cup even
cup.
Come from?
No, this came from Frank's hotel.
So you're gonna, he was gonna.
It's a clean cup. It's plastic wrap.
So Walt was gonna sample some of Get Him seltzer. So you came prepared with a cup.
Yes.
Why is Frank's cup from the hotel here? Why, like, how did that get from Frank's hotel to here?
Frank brought it.
But
oh,
why
Jesus
though?
Christ.
For you?
I guess.
He's like, here. I didn't use this.
Yeah.
Throw it out.
That's listeners.
Give it to me right now.
Listeners and. And people who appear.
Oh my God, and he crushed it.
Who appear on the show. Stop bringing things, forget them, because we can't
house
it on.
Anymore.
We can't take it on. You have to fucking not bring us anything.
Yeah.
It has to stop. We can't, because he won't throw it away if you give it to him.
He won't. He won't. I'm looking at it.
Now, it's nice of you to think that I would want a sip of your seltzer, but you know. Don't you fucking lie. You know I was never going to be like, okay.
From his backwashed bottle. Here you go, Walt.
It was a brand new bottle of grape seltzer.
But you know I was never going to drink it.
You might.
That would be – it may as well have been a bottle of piss that Bri thought it was initially.
You drink grape juice.
Right, but you know I've said on record, I've told you, I can't stand seltzer.
But this is not really seltzer. It's sparkling water. So it's sweet.
It has bubbles.
It's okay, but it's sweet. So it's not really seltzer. So that's why I asked if you would like to try some. Because I know I'm trying to get you to drink more.
Is that – and so when you got the cup, you're like, oh, here's an opportunity. Now I can actually offer him some of my seltzer?
Yes. I said before
– See, that's where our brains don't work like his.
I walked in and I said to you, before I open this bottle of seltzer, would you like to try some? And I came and prepared with
a cup. Let's not end this real quick. I just got to text Frank. I want to be like, how did your cup from your hotel wind up?
Right.
Why did you think it should come to the office?
Meanwhile, while you're doing that, I'm on the Wannabes podcast this week, so I just wanted to give them a shout out. The Wannabes guys.
The boys.
Yep.
All right. Where did they record that?
From different homes, I think.
They did it over Zoom,
yeah. So you can find that wherever.
Nice.
Their latest episode.
I'm sorry for interrupting you. How long ago did this cup surface? Because he hasn't been down here since the Gong Show.
Oh, he dropped it here about a year or so ago.
So if I hear me even ask him, he's not going to know what the fuck I'm talking about.
He probably would. He's a smart guy. He remembers things.
That's a sign of intelligence.
No, Frank is a smart guy, and he remembers things.
A year.
That shows. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a brain that needs medication.
Yeah.
And it was here a year. It finally had a use, and then you didn't use it.
And then I fucked it up.
Yeah, you fucked it all up. by not drinking what he knew goddamn well you weren't going to drink.
No, it's trash. I believe him that he was concerned about Walt. And yeah. I was like, I wanted to
try to get him to drink more.
I do believe that. Yeah, that's the good thing about Kittim. Like, yeah. He's a good dude. So you're like
inching over here.
Yeah, I just started drinking this sparkling water from Lidl. And I tried their white grape, and it tastes just like regular grape juice. Yeah. I saw him drinking grape juice. And
no, I was drinking Snapple, Grape-Aid.
Yes.
Big difference it's between grape juice. It's not grape juice.
It has grape juice in it, at least 10%.
Okay, Frank just replied, what cup? Hold on.
Jump the picture.
Hold on. He just wrote, what cup?
So funny.
I asked him to call me real quick. But a year, though. Yeah, where was it living before that, though? Before you saw – oh, here we go. All right, hold on. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
So we're recording TSD.
Hey, Frank.
What's up, Frank?
Q. Oh, Q's yeah, here. Bri's here. Gidim's here. And we asked Gidim about this cup that was on its side that really irked Q.
Amongst other garbage,
but there was a cup laying on its side, like a Dixie cup.
It was a hotel room cup. You know how they come wrapped in plastic, like the yes. coffee cups? It was a paper coffee cup in a plastic covering.
Okay. And all right, yes.
And Gidim said that you bought it here to the office over a year ago. And I was just wondering why you brought the cup and gave it to Gidim.
Well, the trash cans were full at the hotel, so I figured that'd be the next best places to bring it there. We came to film something or whatever, and there were no cups or anything, and I had mentioned to get them. I'm like, well, if I'd known that, I would have just brought them from the hotel because they have a bunch of cups in the room. And he said, all right, yeah, go ahead, bring them in. So then what happened was just every time I had come down, I would just bring the cups with me because I figured, you know, that you guys needed cups.
Did you hang up on them?
No. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Oh, okay. Right.
So you brought one cup or there was just one cup you bought?
No, there was a couple of different cups that I brought. See, he said that that you guys didn't have any cups at the studio. And I remember we were recording something and we had to, like a bunch of CBS, people wanted right to drink or whatever. And I said, geez, if I
not a year ago,
I
was it?
Would have brought cups. So
you don't think I could find cups in this
every time I came down, I would bring multiple cups.
I don't even think we need cups. Most people drink out of the bottle.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
I wasn't talking to you, Frank.
I'm sorry.
This isn't your fault. I just don't know how that cup lasts or survives for a year. You know, without getting tossed out, it just boggles our minds. And we're kind of at our wit's end with
once again
with cups and how they come to be here and
not to bring any more cups.
Yeah.
Everybody can just drink out of the bottle.
All right. Well, thank you, Frank. Mystery all solved.
Right. He was
– anytime.
So you brought him on your own. You weren't directed to bring him.
No. Well, what was said was I had mentioned it. There was something where there was a bunch of us and we wanted a drink and we didn't have any cups. And Gidim said, we don't have enough cups. And I said, well, we got a whole bunch of them at the hotel. I can just bring them.
Right, okay.
Next time I come down. He's like, yeah, all right, bring them. So then every time I came down, I just would grab them off of the
we can't be this ghetto.
It is ghetto as fuck.
I didn't realize that we weren't using them, that he was just collecting them.
Oh, come on now. You didn't realize that?
How many more cups are in this office like that?
Eight more cups.
All right.
You to track them down, have them ready to throw away next week.
Get him looking at our bottom line. That's one way you could look at it. He's like, I don't want to go buy cups.
I don't have a problem with eight cups being in storage somewhere in the office in a cabinet, something. on the side next to the Himalayan salt on the wires that we're recording with, I just think is like, let's just throw it out or put it away.
Well, he's got enough bags. He can't just put the cups in the bags and put them somewhere.
I mean, we all sound crazy.
Yeah, there's not normal issues that people have.
Yeah, it's insanity.
All right, Frank. The next time you come, though, we don't need any cups.
No more cups.
No more cups.
No more, bud.
All right. All right. Thank you, Frank.
Take it easy.
Anytime, guys.
Bye. Later, bud. Bye. All right. Well, we got that.
Okay.
You were not going to have to deal with that anymore.
Okay.
We know. It definitely came from Frank and when it got here.
All right. And we're probably not going to get any more cups.
Okay. All right. So we've done it.
Every journey begins with a step.
Right. Like Ming's stand-up career. Everything starts and then builds from there. And this is it. This is the start.
This is the start of
Where does the pink salt go after this episode?
Where does that usually live?
Cupboard.
All right. You're going to get it back there?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Otherwise, Q's going to come through and throw everything away.
Yeah, I'm just going to start throwing stuff away.
Start throwing shit out.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Well, that's the worst thing you can do.
For who?
You want to traumatize? Do you want that's the kind of shit that causes deep emotional scars.
He handled me crumpling up the cut.
Oh, do you think he really handled it?
He didn't say anything.
Yeah, but I could see his eyes twitch.
Really?
Yeah. I could see.
It didn't go over well?
No, that did not go over well.
He didn't say anything.
Do you want a fetal position? Get him?
Will it lead to change?
Is he in front of the door? Can we at least get around him?
Tell him, Steve, Dave.